You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano with the University of Michigan, and we're talking with Bill DeYoung, chair of the U of M Dance Department. Professor DeYoung is an acclaimed choreographer and Fulbright scholar. In early October, the dance department received accreditation from the National Association of Schools of Dance.
The National Association of Schools of Dance in Reston, Virginia, houses all of the accreditation agencies for the arts, National Association of Schools of Music, Schools of Dance, and Schools of Theater. They serve as a method and a means for schools of dance, various performing arts around the country, to examine their programs through self-study, compare them to national standards, and in the process of doing that, become accredited. This organization also serves as an advocacy group to government and other agencies throughout the country.
What comes with accreditation, and how will accreditation help you confront and face some of the challenges of a department that must continually evolve?
It provides us an opportunity to keep examining our program and trying to make it better. As a contemporary dance program, we have to sustain that sense of what's going on in the field in this moment, and being agile and being able to respond to that. So that's one part of it. So we're constantly looking at our programs and seeing what we can bring to the profession of the training of young dancers. The other part is to address some of the needs that I feel that our department has. We have been constantly looking at the possibility of moving to North Campus in a new dance building. That's been going on for about 20 years. I would say the stature of this program and the character of dance in and of itself, serving as kind of an intersection of a variety of disciplines, could flourish in an incredible way in a new building on North Campus with art and architecture, the School of Music, the Media Union, engineering, and the rest. It would fulfill a kind of possibility for interdisciplinary work and collaboration that would really be phenomenal.
You give us an idea of where the program, or how the program compares to other similar schools nationally.
We would compare more toward a program at Ohio State University or Illinois, Research One universities that have acknowledged conservatory programs that are training programs to prepare students for a professional career in New York or elsewhere.
If I were a prospective student, why would I want to attend U of M?
As I sit in this office, every year I probably have a conversation with up to 100 students, and I try to take the time to find out what their aspirations are and if it's a good fit with the University of Michigan. I would say the ideal student for the University of Michigan is one who is an intellectual curiosity, a high achiever, very resourceful. Probably the average is close to 3.5 GPA. They do very well on the SATs, and alongside that, they are spending 3 to 4 hours a day in their dance studios working on distinguishing themselves as young dance artists. And as I sit and talk to them, I see a unity of their interests in academic pursuits as well as their professional development. And there's not a separation as I see it. It's a way that they continue going forward, developing who they are. And Michigan provides a fertile ground to develop their total personality.
For those of us who do not dance and who can barely carry a beat, what would you say is the value of dance in our everyday lives?
You know, for those of us who are fortunate enough to actually dance, whether it's ballroom dancing or dancing at a disco or taking classes here. We offer non-major classes here in jazz and modern and ballet.
Sure,
come on over. It's exhilarating. I mean, it really pulls together every part of who you are, your thought, your coordination, if you're so blessed, Frank, and the sense of music surrounding you. Of course, the endorphins get going. You feel terrific for having done it. I would think for those that make it their profession, it's a calling. It engages a multiple skill set. There's the discipline. There's the total life journey that comes from engaging yourself in dance, and the duality between mind and body that goes away. You don't sit around talking about that. You are engaged in the doing and the being, where everything comes together and you feel whole.
We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Bill DeYoung, Chair of the U of M Dance Department.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.